You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Welcome back to the Walking Leader podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra, U.S. Army veteran, self-leadership advocate, and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, we continue with session 5 of the Primary Leadership Development course. So let's roll. Welcome to Session 5 of the Primary Leadership Development course. Let's get on with it. In Session 5, we're going to talk about team building and collaboration and why it is important for you as a new leader to have those two firmly under control and understanding of team dynamics and building and leading high-performing teams. See, creating and sustaining high-performing teams to a leader means a deep dive into understanding not just that a unit or a team exists, but knowing that to get the best from them, you have no choice but to get to know them. And then you get to know them as individuals. Now, getting to know your team as individuals, well, it's non-negotiable. Now, it doesn't mean you have to intrude on their private lives, but it means that you do have to peel back some layers. Not all of them, some of them. And it will take time, so please take your time. When it comes to understanding team dynamics, it's crucial for any new leader stepping into a leadership role. Now, team dynamics refers to the intricate interplay of personalities, roles, relationships, and communication patterns within a group. And here's why it is essential for new leaders to grasp these dynamics. Firstly, understanding team dynamics allows you to leverage the strengths of individual team members more effectively. Every member brings unique skills, experiences, and perspectives to the table. And by understanding the dynamics at play, you can identify each team member's strengths and assign tasks accordingly, maximizing productivity and performance. Moreover, a deep understanding of team dynamics enables you to foster a positive and cohesive team culture. As a leader, you play a pivotal role in shaping the environment in which your team operates. By recognizing and addressing potential conflicts, communication barriers, or power struggles, you can cultivate a culture of trust, respect, and collaboration. Now, additionally, understanding team dynamics helps you anticipate and manage challenges more effectively. Teams are not immune to conflicts, misunderstandings, or productivity dips. However, by being attuned to the underlying dynamics, you can proactively address issues before they escalate, minimizing disruptions and maintaining momentum towards your goal. Now, effective leadership hinges on the ability to motivate and engage team members. And by understanding the dynamics of your team, you can tailor your leadership approach to resonate with different personalities and communication styles. This is not a cookie cutter. See, this might involve providing tailored feedback, offering opportunities for growth and development, or fostering a sense of belonging with purpose within the team. Now, in today's diverse and interconnected workplace, effective collaboration is essential for success. Understanding team dynamics enables you to facilitate communication and collaboration among team members more seamlessly. And by encouraging open dialogue, fostering a culture of inclusivity, and promoting mutual respect, you can harness the collective intelligence and creativity of your team. Therefore, understanding team dynamics is crucial for building strong relationships and earning the trust of your team members. As a leader, your ability to empathize, communicate effectively, and demonstrate authenticity directly impacts your credibility and influence. Now, by investing time and effort in understanding the dynamics of your team, you show your commitment to their success and well-being. And when it comes to understanding team dynamics, well, it is a fundamental skill for any leader. By grasping the intricacies of your team's composition, relationships, and communication patterns, you can optimize performance, foster a positive team culture, and drive success in your leadership role. And that pushes us forward towards building and leading high-performing teams. See, when it comes to building and leading high-performing teams, it is not just a goal for new leaders. It is a fundamental aspect of effective leadership. And here's why it is crucial for new leaders to prioritize the development and management of high-performing teams. First and foremost, high-performing teams are the backbone of organizational success. As a new leader, your ability to assemble, nurture, and lead such teams directly impacts your organization's ability to achieve its goals and objectives. High-performing teams consistently demonstrate superior levels of collaboration, innovation, and productivity, driving tangible results and competitive advantage. High-performing teams foster a culture of excellence and accountability within the organization. So when team members are aligned around shared goals and expectations, they are more likely to hold themselves and each other to high standards of performance. This culture of accountability not only enhances individual and team performance, but also reinforces the organization's values and mission. Additionally, high-performing teams are more adaptable and resilient in the face of change and adversity. In today's fast-paced and dynamic business environment, organizations must be able to navigate uncertainty and respond swiftly to emerging challenges. High-performing teams, characterized by strong communication, trust, and collaboration, well, they are better equipped to embrace change, innovate, and overcome obstacles. See, when it comes to building and leading high-performing teams that foster employee engagement and satisfaction is critical, but it is also easy when team members feel valued, empowered, and supported in their roles. They are more likely to be motivated and committed to achieving shared objectives. This not only improves morale and retention, but also enhances overall organizational performance and competitiveness. In addition, high-performing teams drive continuous improvement and innovation. By fostering a culture of learning and experimentation, leaders can encourage team members to challenge the status quo, think creatively, and pursue new opportunities for growth and development. This culture of innovation not only fuels organizational success, but also positions the company as a leader in its industry. Now, finally, building and leading high-performing teams is essential for personal and professional growth as a leader. Successfully nurturing and guiding a team to achieve its full potential requires a combination of, again, interpersonal skills, emotional intelligence, and most definitely, strategic vision. And by investing in the development of high-performing teams, new leaders can hone their leadership capabilities, expand their influence, and make lasting impact on their organization. So remember, building and leading high-performing teams is a cornerstone of effective leadership. And by prioritizing the development and management of such teams, new leaders can drive organizational success, foster a culture of excellence, and create lasting value for their organizations and stakeholders. All stakeholders. All right, now let's move on to the homework portion of this session. And for session 5, your homework assignment is, again, in writing, in your opinion, what is the perfect team? What does the perfect team look like? And does it match with what we talked about in today's session? So get yourself that notepad and get to work. You got some stuff to do, so use it. Do it. The next episode of the Primary Leadership Development Course drops in a couple of weeks on or about the 23rd of March, 2024. I do hope you can continue to join me on this new adventure. And I want to remind you that we're at the halfway point, and there's still more to come. So much more. So there are 5 more episodes at least to go in the Primary Leadership Development Course, and then we'll move on to the advanced. In the meantime, as a reminder, know that there is more to this course than just the audio in this podcast. I invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com/primary. Again, that's daveguerra.com/primary. And that's where you get all the information here on the Primary Leadership Development Course. There you're going to find the course materials, such as this audio, a video or two, some PDF documents for you to download and work on, and other training material to help you move through the course. So again, I do hope you can join us. Well, we have reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it entertaining and educational. As always, I do hope you can continue to join us and join us for our next episode. I am David Guerra, author of the books The Walking Leader, Great to Follow, and another book coming real soon. So again, thank you for joining me today. Please don't forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, concerns, remarks by email, dave@daveguerra.com. That's dave@daveguerra.com. On Twitter, the @ Dave Guerra, all one word. Or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. So I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know. Let me know what you think. And until next time, be confident, stay patient, remain resilient. We'll talk to you soon.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.